VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. president says he thinks North Korea is ready to deal at a summit next week. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has more.
The president says the United States has hundreds of new sanctions it's prepared to impose on North Korea if his summit with Pyongyang's leader doesn't go well. He also says he's prepared to walk away.
I hope it won't be necessary to walk, because I really believe that Kim Jong-un wants to do something that is going to be great for his people, and also great for his family and great for himself.
Trump made the comment at a joint White House press conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who said Trump would bring up the subject of Japanese kidnapped by North Korea at the meeting next week in Singapore. I'm Warren Levinson.
Economic advisors to U.S. President Trump say he will be sticking to his guns at the upcoming Group of Seven Summit of Industrialized Nations in Quebec. And despite criticism of his trade policies from allies, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have forecast difficult discussions on Friday and Saturday. U.S. President Trump lamented his plight Thursday, saying that it was ironic that he, as he heads to Canada for an economic summit with world leaders and then to Singapore, there's still the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan is saying that there's no proof the Trump campaign colluded with Russia.
There's been no evidence that there's any collusion between the Trump campaign and the President Trump in Russia. Let's just make that really clear. There's no evidence of collusion.
Mr. Trump said the investigation into whether his campaign colluded with Russian interest and whether he obstructed justice by firing FBI Director James Comey when he was heading the investigation is all a Democratic excuse for losing the election. This is VOA News. The U.S. has reached a deal with China to lift crippling